the Persian bowl. Now the Torah says, "Vidavad Hashem Meishoyim, Kisiso Shreish Mi Yisroel, Nivkudeya, Vinosnu Ish Kinka Nafshei, Vad Hashem, Vivkin Deisam, Vivkir Vem Regev Vivkin Deisam. Ze Yitnu Koloide Al Apkudi Machtis HaShekel, Bishekel HaKidish, Esrim Gira HaShekel, Machtis HaShekel, Tumor Ad Hashem. Koloide Al Apkudi Benesrim Shono Vemarlo, Yitein Tumas Ad Hashem. Oshia lo yarbev, adal lo yamit, mimachtis ha-shekel, lo seis estumas ha-dishem lechapel ha-fisich. So, Rashi points out that there are three shkolim. One was the shkolim that they gave for the Adonim. So there, every Jew had to give a machtis ha-shekel. The other one was the shkolim, the machtis ha-shekel, that every Jew had to give for the korbanos tzibur. So there is also a loche, ha-oshir lo yarbe v'adal yamit, machtis ha-shekel, not more and not less. And then there was the shkolim for the mishkat. So there everyone was able to give as much as his heart was needed. That's what Rashi points out. And the Ramban says that actually in this parasha there are two mitzvahs. One is that they have to give him machtis ha-shekel, whether there is a milchamah or there is no milchamah. Koloiv al apkudim, what do you mean koloiv al apkudim? Anyone who is numbered in the among those who are going to fight. But that's one mitzvah. Then anyone who is numbered has to pay machtis ha-shekel. But then there is another mitzvah that even if you don't fight, you have to give him machtis ha-shekel. You have to give him machtis ha-shekel. Now that's what the Ramban says. Now the reason as to why everybody who is numbered has to give him machtis ha-shekel, and according to many of the Rishonim, the mitzvah of machtis ha-shekel is distinguished from all other mitzvahs, because all other mitzvahs, if somebody is bar mitzvah, is a gimel shono, so then he is mechuyev. Machtis ha-shekel has to be chov shono, because in tzovo he is not mobilized if he is less than 20 years old. What does it all mean? It means that when a person fights, so then he has to know why he's fighting. As a matter of fact, the Torah says in Kiseitze, V'hoyo machnecho kodesh. In other words, a Muhammad battlefield should be considered as a machne. As a machne, v'yiroye b'choyar v'zdovo, just as b'shas tfilen, b'shas talmud Torah, there is a loche. Lof v'yiroye b'choyar v'zdovo. So, in a battlefield too, in a camp, so, has the v'yiroye v'zdovo, because if chas v'sholem, there is an v'zdovo. So then, and what is v'zdovo? So, the Sifri says, Avizore, Gelarayes, and Shechuzdomim, and Loshinara. As a matter of fact, the Meshech Chochma says, why does the Sifri emphasize the Isa of Loshinara, that is Misalik Shvine, like Avizore, Gelarayes, Shechuzdomim? We don't find that Loshinore. Loshinore is a big Avere, but it's not Misalik Shvine. Cheushadis is certainly a big Avere. He's a Mumea. But it's not Misalek Sashvini. And Dr. Lashnore is an allegist of Izori Gelarayis Cholomim. So the Meshech Chochma says there are two kinds of Lashnore. There is Lashnore that one Jew talks against another Jew in the presence of Jews. That is terrible Avera. But that is not Misalek Sashvini. But then there is another kind of Lashnore when the Jew talks in the presence of those goyim who are hostile to Jews. So that is misalek zashrim. That is misalek zashrim. Now, so this means that now when it's an Esau for the Jewish people, we have to be very careful in Avizorei de l'Arayish Shkodomim and also in Lashon Hara. In Lashon Hara, in the presence of goyim who are not friendly to us. Now, the next thing I would like to discuss would be the Parsha Yisrael. וירד עד ישם הר סיני אל ראי שוהו ויקחו עד ישם למושה אל ראי שוהו ויהו מושה וימר עד ישם הר מושה ראי דהויד בום פן ירסו אל עד ישם לירס ונופל ממנו רוב וגם עקי אני מהניגושים אל עד ישם יסקדושו פן יפריס בוהם עד ישם ואין המי של עד השם לא יוכל לאום לעליס אל הר סיני כי אתו הידי סבנו למיר חד בלסעור וקידשתי ואין אלו עד השם לך ראית ויוליסו אתו וערי נימוך ועקי אני באום על ירסו לעליס עד השם פן יפריד בום. So the question is, what was it? Because it seems that there was a discussion between the Rebbeinu Shalom and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Reino Ego, they shouldn't be ill and home. So what kind of a problem was there? So then Vayim HaMeish LaDishem Lo Yuchalom La'al Yisrael Sinai Ki Ato HaYidiyis Upon Olay Meir Hadbei Lesor V'Kidashni. So Moshe had to tell us that Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe that he should warn the people not to go up to the mountain. So why did Moshe have to remind the Rebbeinu Shalom? It's very strange. But it seems that there are two kinds of warnings. One kind of warning is when a person admonishes another person. That's the he rebukes him for the things that he did and which we are not right. That's the but then there is a mitzvah, there is a bisalevi, there is a mitzvah of techoch. Techoch echiach techiach esamitzach. So l'sisal of chelit and the country. So the mitzvah of techoch is to be mechiach eschaberei in such a way that you will not feel hurt. And this is, and the Medrash Rabbe says in Parashat Vayigash, Omar Rav Shimon Melokish Bardoi, Oy lonu meyim adin, Oy lonu meyim atechoche, Shai yeisiv, Kotni shal svotim hoyo, Ulu yochlo la'amid mifnei techochos. Because why did Yisif act that way, in a way that caused so much aggravation to his brothers and to his father, especially the father? Why did he do that? He took away Shimon, and then he wanted that he said to them that Yomim should stay as his slave. Because Yosef HaTzadik wanted, he anticipated that Yehuda and all the brothers, Yehuda was the leader, would be misanefesh himself, not to allow Binyamin to be a slave in Egypt. So then, So then the Medrash Rabbe says in Parsha Vayigash that Jews are not called Ruvenim, they're not called Shemenim, Levim, so the Levim are Levim. But, and they are not called Zvulenim, but they are only called Yehudim. Why Yehudim? Because Yehudim represents the middle of Arnes, the Avdicho Ora Badana. And when Yaakov, when Yesed, when Yehudim pleaded before Yaakov, he should send Binyamin. So he mentioned two things. In an hour maze, the Yoridu Abadecho, a Siva Sabdecho, or Vino Biogin Shalo, the Abdecho Abasanam, the Model Emir, and Loya Bienu, Elecho, the Hotosi Loobi, Koyomi, Vato Yishit no Abdecho Tahasana, Eveladini, Vanari Ali Mechov, Kihele Lobby, Vanari Nenuiti, Pen Erevo Roa Shayimsozovi. So he mentioned two arguments. One was Ki Abdicho or Abasana, the Din of Harvest. And Gimon Bobasra learns out the Din of Harvest from the Posi, Ki Abdicho or Abasana, the Sanaa, Mimobi. So even in the Foshes, there is an Indian of Harvest, or Haskamo Bechamo in Moment, that there is an Indian of Harvest. Then he mentioned the harm that will result to Yaakov Avinu. So that is the essential feature of a Yehudi. Tichoch and not din. Din is mosu to bezdin, not to every Jew, but to an individual Jew, there is only tichoch, not din. So when the Rebbeinu Shelo said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he should warn the Jews. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, "Vayim Moshe Rad Hashem lo yuchalom la'aleis al har Sinai ki ata haidei sabon olim erhad v'esor v'kidashte." So then, "Vayim Moshe Rad Hashem lech rei v'yoliso עתו בארי נימוך דעקי אני באום על ירסו ועל ישראל פניף חצבא. So, in other words, the Shaila was the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should warn the people. So what kind of warning should he give them? Should he give them a warning of Din or a warning of Tichoche? So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, no, I don't mean a warning of Din. A warning of Din, all right, so now it will be effective. But later on, so it will not be effective. And this happened because shortly after Matan Torah, so Moshe did not appear for some time. So they decided, the Arab Rab decided to make an Igla Zov. But Tichoche is something else. Tichoche is something that is lasting forever. In other words, you have to inspire the people. You have to prove to the people that when they don't act right, they really act against themselves. They are hating against themselves. He showed Yehuda, Yesef HaTzadik, showed to Yehuda that he that Yehuda, by selling, by saying, Mabetza kinare yesachinu v'chisinu esdome, so in effect, he was saying that the end justifies the means. No, that's not the Jewish concept. The end is very important, but the means adopted in order to attain a certain end have to be in itself justified. Now the Torah says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdei, Tzoyinus Emuniziel, explains it, Be Kushtete Odif Kushte, Be Skadishte Lisem Leishi. Kedusha is a great thing, but you have the means that you adopt in order to attain Kedusha, having themselves have to be Kodesh. So this is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo said to Meisha Rabbein. Now, the same thing, the same idea, is mentioned by Chazal in Parshas Mishpatim. Yonechi Shaleach Maloch Lifonecho. לשמוך בדרך, בדרך. ולהביא אחר המוקים אשר חינז, הישום מפנות ושמע בכלי, על תמה בי. כי לא ייסו לפי שחר, כי שמי בגיר בי, כי אם שומע תשמע בכלי, ועשיסו כל אשר עדד העיר, ויועבתי עזיבך וביצרתי עזירך. כי ילך מלוך לפניך וביחו על המילי והחיתי והפריזי והקנאימי החיבי והגוסי והחתי לא ישתח מלויהם ולא ישעובדים ולא יססיק עם עשיהם כי הוריס הורסים ושבת ושבת רצו לסיים So Rashi says מי ביקר בי מחוג על ריש המיקרו הישום המפנות כי שמי נשוזת בי ורביסינו אמרו זה מטטרון ששמוי כשם רבי מטטרון בגימטרי ישקאי what does it mean? שמי ביקר בי but מטטרון represents the Teva. In other words, whatever is done by Teva, Biderach HaTeva, is really done by Ashgoche, but it's not a direct Ashgoche, it's an indirect Ashgoche. So, the Rebbeinu Shlom advised the Jews that they should, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, in the Midbar, so they learned Shalom Biderach HaTeva. Kineget HaTeva, in a meta-natural way, they got man from heaven and they got the sloth to eat, everything. But once they enter Eretz Yisrael, then they have to be made B'derach HaTeva. And to be made B'derach HaTeva means that they have to really fight against the enemy. And not to let the enemy take advantage of them. It's all right, I mean, to be forgiving and not to retaliate. But you can't enter the promised land when you forgive everybody. In other words, we see in the Sefer of Eiro, you also see. ארינו מאישי אשר אומר עד השם להם הוציאו אז מישראל מארץ מצרים על צבי שם הם המדברים על פארי מלך מצרים Lehitzias me yisroel mitzroim umeishav arim. So first, in Pasuk Chabal, the Torah mentions Aaron before Moshe. And in Pasuk Chabzayin, the Torah mentions Moshe before Aaron, whom Moshe Aaron. So, Rashi says, Yesh mikene shemagdim Aaron Moshe, v'yesh mikene shemagdim Moshe l'Aaron. Leimash is going to help. It doesn't mean that Moshe is a person who was shocked up in Eidari. That's one of the Ikrim that we come to Yisrael to Moshe in Ovi. It doesn't mean only in Ovi, it's in everything. As the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh Acheret, that Moshe Rabbeinu possessed all the intellectual and ethical perfections that could be possessed by any human being, and no one before Moshe, nor anyone after Moshe, will ever be like Moshe. That's one of the Ikrei Hadas. Now, what did Moshe represent? Moshe represented the media of Emes and Tzedek. Chesed Emes Nifgoshu, Tzedek Visholim Neshoku, Zem Meshe, Chesed Emes Nifgoshu, Tzedek Visholim Neshoku, Zem Meshe Bar, because Tzedek, that's Moshe, and Emes is Moshe, Chesed and Cholem Detzar. So in other words, so when Moshe and Aaron were told by the Rebbein Shalom they should go to Paray Melech Mitzrayim, so actually they had two missions. One mission is to talk to Paray, and the other mission was not to talk to Paray, but to talk to the Jews. Moshe Rabbein himself said, when the Rebbein Shalom told him to go to Paray and tell Paray that he should let the Jews go, so he says, "Hey, Yisrael Yishmoli, Veich Yishmoli Paray." And that's the, according to the Medrash Lishim Shtayim of Rabbi Yisrael, really. So that's one of the Kalvachemas in the Torah. There is a Kalvachemar in the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel also, but there it doesn't. The price of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mention the Kalvachemer of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Kalvachemer in Baal Yisro, in Mavio Yorit Yorit Bifaneo, Halei Tisogir Shivas Yomi. So Kalvachemer is in the Dalagi, but why just Shiva Yomi? Because Dai Lovin Nadin Lies Kimini. So This is why the Torah says, "Who are the Meisha Shomer Adishem Lehem, who tzivas me Yisrael, the Eretz Mitzrayim al Tzveisot," in regard to the mission by Meisha and Aaron to take out the Jews from Mitzrayim, or rather to take out Mitzrayim, deliver them, to take out the Mitzrayim from the Jews. So there Aaron is mentioned first, so you have to apply Midas HaDin and Midas HaChesed, but Midas HaChesed is the primary media that has to be applied. But then in the other, in regard to the other mission, Himam Dabri Mel Pari Melech Mitzrayim Lehitzi Es Me Yisroel Mitzrayim Humei Shevaren, there the Torah says Moshe first, the Din is first, we cannot be forgiving. They surrender all right, but then, so you have to maintain Sholem and Chesed. But if they don't want to surrender, then we have to fight. This is the main lesson of the party of Kishmi B'Kirbe in the present crisis. We have to fight until they give up the fighting, and especially when the American government surprisingly tells the Israel government not to retaliate, they will retaliate. That you should let the American government to do the melacha and melachta nasel d'achirim, as bizman she yisroel leisim letzim shalmokim, he doesn't mean bizman she yisroel leisim letzim shalmokim in every way, but in a certain way, in a certain endeavor, in a certain area, so melachta nasel d'achirim, so now we have an opportunity that the melacha of the Jewish people should be done by the American government and by Germany and by Russia. So why shouldn't we let them do it? So there is no reason in the world as why we should not let them do it. This is a very short shia, and I really was thinking whether I should give or not, but I decided to give because of the present situation.